that which is holy unto the dogs. Neighbor, I'm afraid America's give that that's holy to the dogs. Yeah. Afraid we put our pleasures and our well-being. I thought, and it's several mentioned anxiety to me lately, and two or three come out of the church Sunday and said they had the problems. But the biggest thing our anxiety is we can't get our way. We blow all to pieces. Yeah. We're just ready to go off. I mean, we're not ready to fight the battle. I know it's a sickness, but I know bipolar's real. But we spoil rotten. He said, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. So whatever I need, he's told me right there to ask for, and I can have it. He says in another place, but we have asked amiss. He said, for everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. I need this song. Anybody back there? I'm a little late. I just sat on the porch today and I said, I don't understand how people can always be late. It just aggravates me to death. I won't be late for work, I won't be late for church. Here I am late putting on my mic. But we got it. Eighth verse, for everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Oh, or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask? That ask Him. Twelfth verse. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, that's what Bill was talking about. The golden rule is what we were brought up in school. And this is where it come from. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do you even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. So do we treat people like we would like to be treated? Are we as nice to people as we'd like to be treated? Do we prefer others before ourselves? And right here's what God laid on my heart. It's just as simple as anything. 13th verse. Enter ye in at the straight gate. And that's a narrow gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. And I looked up, the word just kept ringing in my ears today, broad. Broad. And I looked up the definition of broad, and broad, it just says it's wide. It's odd that Bush mentioned the eye of the needle that the camel couldn't get through. The wide gate was there when they needed it to bring their stuff in, but it was shut down and it was just a little narrow place that they could protect and keep the enemy out. So the straight and narrow path, and that's plain. We've heard it preached hundreds of times. the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. And wide is to be open. And I thought as time has went on in America and in my lifetime and even in the churches, I've seen more things become open. I've seen us become more liberal. And things that we used to would say is sin and what the Word of God says is sin, and we'd call a person out for, today it's just everyday life and we just go through it. So broad, that way is broad. That's what we're trying to preach on. That broad way is wide and it's open and it's liberal minded. So today is not the broad way in America, is it not liberal minded? It's almost to a point that anything is all right. If you've been born again, it don't matter if you drink a little or if you leave your wife or you leave your husband. Just as long as you come on to church and pay your tithes, and you'll be all right because you was born again 10 years ago. Is that not liberal? And that's what's being said today. But what does the Bible call it? The broad way. What does the Bible say about the broad way? He said the broad way is destruction. Total destruction. So how can we in America expect us to pull out of it and bring our country back? And how do we expect to have a great revival when we're sitting in the broad way? And I thought about when I first started reading this scripture there, it said, judge not that you be not judged. But I'm going to tell you, the Bible tells us as we go on and read in Matthew, I read 3 or 4 chapters today, we find out that we can tell, glory to God, a good tree from a bad tree. And a good tree don't bring forth bad fruit. So how can we call it a good tree if it's drunk every weekend? How can we? As he mentioned there, if the baby turns his spoon up and looks to see. I ought to tell y'all this, I guess. The little fella was about 2 years old. And I had some BBs. And they used to be a bronze color, but these BBs are silver colored. Well, I dropped one. I was putting some in the air rifle, and I dropped one of the little BBs, and I got it up, and the little fella pulled up his shirt. We didn't know what he was doing, and he wanted that. He wanted that little silver BB. Janet and myself finally figured it out that he'd seen a piercing on the stomach because he'd lay that BB down there and it'd roll off. And finally, this is 2 years old. So somewhere, and I don't know where, I hope I don't see his mama's belly, but somewhere he's seen a piercing. Well, the clown I am, I laid that BB in his navel, and it stayed there. Well, he pulled his shirt down and was happy. He had him a piercing. This ain't hearsay. We watched it with our own eyes. So at 2 years old, we say we can't bring them into church. Put them back yonder. Get them back there in children's church. Don't let them understand out here and here. If they know what a little silver BB is, to try to lay it on their chest, they started up here. And finally, when I laid it in his navel, it stayed. And he pulled down his shirt and went on. He was pierced. If they can pick up on that, can I tell you our 2-year-olds needs to know what praying at the altar is. They need to know when mom and dad is quarreling, they need to know, and they do know, that there's division, there's friction. Let me tell you something else. There's 2- and 3-year-olds that knows that mom and daddy ain't right, because they're not fellowshipping with nobody else. We're not a bunch of dummies. And our kids are smart. But what we're doing is putting them in the broad way. And what is the broad way? We're teaching them. Maybe me more so. I stayed over there, I know, more than Butch did. But my grandpa and his brother would not speak. They didn't speak. One had a store on this side, and the other built a store on the other side. And they wouldn't speak. And and Grandpa's daddy give the land for the cemetery at Crab Creek and all of that. Well, Grandpa's crowd was buried over here, and the other one went over here and made a memorial garden so they could be buried across the road. And it was all, to begin with, great-grandpa's land. It wasn't theirs to start with. And God had given it to him. Amen. So we become separated, and we're going to be buried over here, we're going to be buried over yonder. I don't find two heavens. I don't find a division in heaven. There's something wrong. I don't understand all of this that goes on. Why we can't? That's simple stuff that we can read in the Word of God. And Brother can't, Bush don't like me a whole lot of times. I know he don't. He can't. But we still speak and try to go on. Janet don't like me all the time. I don't blame her. I don't like her when she talks hateful to me either. But I've got to forgive her. We've got to go on. And that's what's happening in churches. And you can talk to people. A preacher that preached it, pastored in Pennsylvania. And I talked to him this week. And he said all of the older leaderships are dying out. The example setters are dying out. So Pearson's all right. The Bible said it ain't all right. The Bible tells us, and I got a tattoo. I got it in sin. But I don't need to go after I get saved and go to Pearson and tattoo it my. Janet punched me in the ribs. It's been a while now, but I told that girl, I said, honey, you missed your ear. You stuck that right in your nose. He said, didn't I, Janet? You remember that? And that's being nosy. I know it's one of them little silver bobs. And if you want to stay in bondage, I can go find it in the Old Testament. If you want to stay in bondage, go ahead and get pierced. Let me go on. I've meddled there enough, ain't I? But it said that it was a liberal-minded. Broad was liberal-minded. But this is what really hit me when I looked up the dictionary. And it said, broad daylight. Have y'all ever said that? Said, I went out and it was broad daylight. What it's saying is daylight everywhere. Broad daylight. And I got thinking on that, Andy, and I thought about every direction I turn, there's sin. That broad way. When I thought of broad, I never thought about broad daylight till I found it in the dictionary. And this wasn't the big dictionary. It's just a little bitty handheld dictionary. But broad daylight. So sin is the broad way, and every direction that I turn out here in the world, there's a pretty girl to look on. There's a place where I could maybe add a zero. I believe they told us in Parsons, Mississippi, that Elvis Presley's daddy added a zero to a $4 check and ended up pulling time. At Portsmouth, Mississippi prison. Just added a zero. So, broad way. There's sin every direction. And you think, well, I'll just cheat him out of a nickel, or I'll not fool with that. Or I know he made a mistake, and I'll just take this dollar and go on. There's so many things in the broad way that can keep us from getting back in the narrow way. When I come out in broad daylight, I can just go in any direction. There ain't no limit to it. But if I come out in the night, I need to follow the light. So that's the light is the narrow way. I got to follow the light. I hope this does something to somebody. Tonight, I'm telling you, when we walk out into this everyday walk of life, even if it's just out on your front porch, it's It's broad daylight. We know there's broad jumpers and all this stuff, but I don't even want to go there. When I hit broad daylight, I thought about there's sin over there. There's a place that I could cheat this person over here. There's a place right here in broad daylight that I don't have to go to church. I can go pleasure my life. I can go pleasure myself. I can go take care of me. I run up on Bobby Beck this week, Tuesday, I believe it was. And his question was, he said, did Roger make it to church Sunday? That's getting down in that little narrow place. After 10 weeks of not driving, very little walking, hospital and the old body gone, and we see it swiveling away. That's that little narrow place to get back to church. He told us 2 or 3 weeks ago, he said, I ain't able right now, but I'm going to make it back to church. We need to get in that little narrow way, and sometimes it's cramped up, and sometimes it's crowded. And we're looking, they're having fun over here. They're having a ball over yonder, and they're partying over yonder. This one's going here, and that one's going yonder, and this one's driving a fine car, and this one's got a brand new truck, and here I am in this narrow way. Amen. That broad way is destruction. I've heard this preached ever since I've been a Christian. I've probably preached it 2 or 3 times myself. I don't even know. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate. Wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. And I thought, in broad daylight, and I've heard one druggie after another tell me that when they tried to quit and they tried to straighten up, and I know from my own experience, and probably happened to you all, when you tried to straighten up, in that broad way, somebody would come in. You wanting to get in a narrow way and follow Jesus. But in that broad way, somebody would come in and want to bring you that you had just got away from. I've heard lots of them. Scott has told me. He said, I've been clean several weeks. Stopped at a store to get gas. And a fellow gave him, said, this is the best. I won't give you this hit. Gone for weeks. An old drunk can drink one beer and he's gone into destruction. The lady that got saved and the lady that got married and the lady got off of drugs and the lady testified of the goodness of Almighty God. Amen. And got her eyes in this broad way and got to bringing back to her memory about the parties and the good times and the sexual rations that we have. The next thing you know, they wake up in it. I remember T.R. with no intentions to go back that road. But that Broadway, he said, I'm testifying to her. I'm trying to win her to the Lord. I'm trying to get her in church. I said, please, for God's sakes, listen to me. God has sent me to you. She's leading you into destruction. You're not going to win her. He'll tell you today, he didn't win her. The Broadway is so easy to slip in, to fall in. We like to think of it as darkness, but the Broadway, honey, is light. The devil has lit it up. He is the prince and the power of the air. And he's lit it up till we can walk in it. And he say, you can see where you're going. You can get out of it. You won't be back where you was at. It scares me to think. That's what I did. I sat there today on the porch and I thought, have I got everything I need under the blood? Am I where God wants me to be? Hell is an awful, awful place. I can't do what I want to do. I can't satisfy this flesh. I can't. And serve God. I've got to pick up my cross daily and follow the Lord. How many of y'all know exactly what I'm talking about? They laid out of church and went camping. Why can't I? I told Janet, when we had the scouts, I'd take out from church and I'd have Sunday school in the woods with the boys. Every now and then we'd go to camping, and Andy and Brenda and several of us would go up Cherokee. And we'd have church, or we'd have some kind of church at our campsite after we got. But can I tell you what? I was a thorn in the flesh to the pastor. I hurt the community. I done what I wanted to do, and I justified myself. I've grown up on some of that stuff. And why do I preach it? Because I know what I was doing then. I found out what I was doing then. I wasn't a help to the church. I wasn't a help to my community. I worked out of town when I was first saved. Went to my church every other week. My pastor would tell me about it. I'd get aggravated at him. I'd say, I'm going to church. I went to the Assembly of God. I went to church down there every week. I did. A new, brand new Christian, 2 years old in the Lord. How easily can we get in that broad way in another church? How easily can we be taken down a road, amen? One told me they're saving gas where they're going to church now, ain't they? Boy, that's a godly thing, ain't it? That's where we're at today. Where's the leadership of the Lord? The broad way is so broad and it looks so big till we don't even see the narrow way. Don't even see the narrow way. We don't see what's feeding us. Satan is feeding us. There's absolute demon possession all over our land today. No way, Scott, when I got saved, could I imagine a school shooting. I couldn't even imagine, never heard of it. As far as I never heard of it. But today, Satan is spread out. Tear down 19 families. Time it's all multiplied out, there's thousands of people because one took the broad way and wiped out. I've never seen this broad way. It's a simple message, I know. But I've never seen this broad way just like this. In broad daylight, we're walking in and shooting. It used to be we done our meanest by night, but the broad way has got so liberal till we can just go on like we are. I praise God the Roe versus Wade was turned over. But ain't it a crying shame that it lasted as long as it did? He said, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Few. And more I thought on that broad way, and then the few that find it. The Bible said plainly that perfect love casteth out all fear. So I shouldn't fear nothing. Man can only take my body. He can't get my soul. That broad way is wide. It's open. It's liberal. Y'all ever heard of broad daylight? Just broad daylight. I have. I've said it. Broad daylight. Blue Law, just a few years ago, you couldn't, the stores didn't open. Today, I don't even know of a grocery store anywhere that don't have beer. I don't know of, they probably is one somewhere, but I don't know of it. Alcohol in every corner. Clock. I'm going to read the rest of this right quick. 15th verse. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. But a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. I'll quit right there. Amen. Melissa had all she could handle. Had to get out. Get out.
Anybody got any comments before they get out? Don't forget Shonda's mama. Supposed to operate on her tonight. They were in the decision whether to put a new one or infection had got into the old pick line.
anything else before we're dismissed? I got just a little more shot and I got to stick through just like her. It's too good.
What are you thinking about tomorrow?
Same time y'all go down.